This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Jim Witt is a regular contributor, a longtime meteorologist, and the guy behind theweatherwiz.com. Jim, tell everybody about this great website.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I've been working on this project for over 40 years, and it's all free. So, folks, why don't you listen in and see exactly what you can get from this site. First of all, you can get a day-by-day long-range weather forecast out 2 years from today for most cities in the United States and also most cities around the entire world. This is great for anyone who likes to travel. Also, in addition to the forecast, this site also gives you the average, maximum, and minimum temperatures for each and every day of the year for the place you are traveling. It also tells you how many days of rain you can expect each month instead of the amount of rain you get each month. Now, this is important, since if you get 6 inches of rain in a month, but all the rain occurs on 3 days, well, then the rest of the time, 27 days, are dry. That helps you do some planning. And there's so much more. If you look at the very bottom of the page of the Weather Whiz, you'll see the Whiz School. Click on it. First on the list is an introduction, which tells you about a unique high school weather program I developed and where my students are today. They are in the top positions around the Weather Bureau. It includes many activities along with teacher lesson guides and finally a slideshow showing the progression of the weather program. Next is Weather Fascination, which includes a slideshow of severe storms. This is most amazing, folks, most amazing. And also there is a slideshow on clouds and the weather they bring in how many hours. Very, very informative. Third, believe it or not, is a basic weather book that I have included, and it has chapters on temperature, air pressure, winds, precipitation, air masses, storms. It's written at a very low level and with plenty of diagrams. You'll love it. Fourth, I include many activities for students, including how to draw and read weather maps, how to work with snowstorms and hurricanes, and of course, I include teacher guides for all activities. And finally, we go to teaching how to forecast. You can learn how to forecast just like the professionals do if you follow the following rules. I break it into sections, like section one. How do you forecast the maximum and minimum temperature for the next 4 or 5 days? Section B, perhaps you want to know exactly what the temperature will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. This will show you exactly how to get it. Section C, here you will see precisely how much precipitation will occur in the next 5 days. Section D, this gives you a second method of determining how much rain or snow will occur. Section E, this site shows you how to determine the wind direction and speed for the next few days. How about sky cover? Well, you can see this here as well. Maybe you want to see an eclipse of the moon coming up. You don't know if it'll be clear or cloudy. Well, this will tell you exactly every hour how much cloud will be in the sky. You can, on Section G, you could check out chances of getting precipitation and the type of precipitation. Will it be snow, rain, sleet? What are the chances of thunderstorms in the next few days? Here you have your own radar, your own satellite to look at, and it's free, and you have your own latest surface weather map for you to print and save. And finally, on this site, you will see all the computer models that the professional weather people on radio and television use. The difference here is, on this site, I explain what each and everything means and how to use it to make a forecast. Finally, on this site, I have included an advanced weather forecasting section for those who would like to go on and make some forecasts. This section includes includes all the tricks of forecasting that I've learned over the last 50 years. These are not included in any textbooks. They deal in a very simple way with the dynamics of the upper atmosphere and how surface storms get support from the upper air. This section will help you to explain sometimes why very cold weather will persist in one spot for months and months, why some places get a great deal of rain or snow, while other sections of the country have a drought. This section talks about very complicated ideas in a very simplified but useful way. The students I taught many years ago using these same techniques are currently in the top spots in the National Weather Service today. So, if you want to give it a try, go to The Weather Wiz. That's WIZ.com. That's TheWeatherWiz.com. Have some fun. It's cheap. It's free. It's fun.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt of TheWeatherWiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's regarded as one of the hardest-hitting female tennis players of all time, winning four Grand Slam titles, two each in singles and doubles. However, a bad fall at a tournament in 2006 cut her career short.
Oh, Pierce is down, and she's done some real damage.
So where is Mary Pierce now? These days, Mary spends her time at her homes in France and on the small African island of Mauritius. It was in Mauritius that Mary recently took on coaching. And two of her young proteges, Emmanuel Debeer and Amaury Debeer, are already competing on an international level. The Tennis Channel recently ranked Mary among the 100 greatest players of all time.
And Mary Pierce is the French Open champion.
Mary Pierce, a true ace. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
Think green.
Harrison with you. You never know when your growing green voice will be heard in the Senate. For a year now, California Senator Barbara Boxer has been leading a campaign to ban the hazardous chemical bisphenol A from children's and sometimes regular consumer products. Bisphenol A is used to make certain types of clear plastics that are shatter-resistant and is commonly found in our daily store-bought plastic water bottles, food containers, and baby bottles. Studies show bisphenol A impedes normal human development from brain to birth defects, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 90% of Americans have bisphenol A levels at or above levels that have triggered disease in animal studies. As you've been thinking green, you've urged your lawmakers to act the same, and now pregnant women get to be forewarned. Good work from the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.